Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Marty Jarrett along the way as we will talk the world of sports here for the next hour, right to the top of the next hour. We're going to be well guested today. Tyler Levine rolls in. We got a lot to throw around. The NFL trade of Davante Adams, Raiders to the Jets, finally happened. You know, in the old days, there would have probably been some, and there was tampering. I mean, you know, but look, Rodgers played with the guy, Aaron Rodgers, obviously I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, if he was going to get traded, and did you notice right before the trade happened, they were saying, well, no, we'll rework it with Davante Adams. No, that was window dressing, and it was good old-fashioned tampering, but it happens every day. Not going to make a big deal out of that. Amari Cooper, though, goes from Cleveland to Buffalo, much needed. I mean, they really did need this. And interesting, these two teams involved in a crazy finish last night, a crazy game, quite frankly. Aaron Rodgers pointing a finger. You know, Williams falls in the last play. Ball gets picked off. I mean, you know, Rodgers today takes to his little media platform and, the blame is everywhere but him. You know, that's the bottom line. I'm not a Rodgers killer, but listen, the Jets are, this is a dysfunctional team from the owner to the GM to the recently dispatched coach who was a good guy, but, you know, probably needs to be a coordinator to Ulbrich, who's the interim. And it's just a long, sordid history with the New York Jets. It just is. And it's a very weird spot. You know, they're like, you know, the Giants can be horrible, which they have been and are in some respects, although they're just a year removed from the playoffs, right? A couple of years ago, Slayton with the big catch against the Vikings. But here's what you got to remember. The Jets are always going to play a backseat to the Giants. Doesn't matter. Giants can be 2-15 and they're still New York's team. The Jets are just like the redheaded stepchild. It's just the way it is. So we will get into that. Tyler Levine will join us. We'll do the baseball stuff. Yankees Guardians game 2 tonight. What Gerrit Cole are we going to get? What Gerrit Cole will the Yankees roll out tonight at the stadium in New York? That's a question we're going to need to answer as we come back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, talking the world of sports. Let's get him in here. Tyler Levine will spend a couple of segments with us here. We got so much to get to here. We're going to go in rapid fire succession. But first of all, Tyler, welcome back. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it's interesting. The Jets pulled the trigger. Buffalo responds. These two collided last night. You saw the outcome. Weird finish. You know, a week removed from Salah getting fired. 4-13 his first year, 7-9, and a slow start this year. Woody Johnson had seen enough. Ulbrich takes over, dysfunction. Does the Davante Adams acquisition today, does it do more to just improve the team, or certainly is a great, great distractor from all the dysfunction? Let me hear. Go ahead.
Well, I think if he can play wide receiver and defensive line and maybe help them stop the run, it will really change things. I don't know if this is really going to solve all their problems, but I mean, like, it's impossible to deny that this will definitely help them. You saw a lot of dropped balls last night. Mm-hmm. Lazard has been good, but like, is he reliable enough to be your number two guy? I don't think so. And I think this will actually help Garrett Wilson. I think there's a lot of people out there that have been worried about, you know, especially the fantasy owners. Oh, you know, he's had two top five finishes in the last 2 weeks. You know, now you're throwing a wrench into things. I don't think that's the case at all. I think he's going to learn a lot from Devontae. And I think it's going to open things up for the Jets offense as a whole. You know, they have two really solid running backs in Breece Hall and Allen. So this offense is looking good. But the defense is, you know, where the Jets have kind of been strong over the last couple seasons, even when they've been bad as a whole. So I think that that's a little concerning as well, but if they can tighten up defensively, this is a good football team.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be very interesting to watch them. We'll get to their games or the next couple here, in just a little bit. Meantime, Buffalo, yeah, this is a good trade. I really do. I like Cooper. He looked lost there in Cleveland. That place, you know, we'll talk about dysfunction. Cleveland is a mess. It is an absolute mess right now. Did you see that quarterback rating for Deshaun Watson? 21. I didn't think they went that low. I thought you got at least 40 if you showed up and you could put on your helmet. They looked – I mean, the Browns, I mean, it's almost – it's stunning. If it wasn't laughable, it's stunning how bad they are. So they cut the – you know, they're building for the future. They got a couple of draft choices. They got a third, I believe, also. Good trade. I think it's a good spot for Buffalo. A five-time Pro Bowl receiver – age 30, I think plenty of tread left on the Cooper tires. What do you think?
I think this is a fantastic trade for Buffalo. You know, they obviously lost Stephon Diggs, and quite frankly, this might come as a shocker. I think this might even be an upgrade to Diggs. I mean, Diggs, he didn't have many 100-yard receiving games last season, even in this Browns offense, which is just tragic, pathetic, and terrible. He's been a bright spot, and he's now the number one guy there, undisputed, no doubt. And I think he's going to do very, very well with a quarterback like Josh Allen, who we saw last night, is running all over the place, making plays that no other quarterbacks are going to be making outside of maybe Mahomes. And Amari Cooper is, you know, he's done it his whole career. He's done it at Alabama. He's done it in the NFL. He gets open, you know, in single coverage, double coverage, doesn't matter. Broken plays, he's great as well. So I think this is a very good trade for the Bills. And I wouldn't be surprised to just talk about the Browns real quick. I wouldn't be surprised to see them offload Deshaun Watson and include their first-round pick in that trade. You know, it was done in the Osweiler trade a couple years back. Has to be the worst contract I've ever seen in all of sports. What the Browns have there, Deshaun Watson, he's broken, dismantled. Yeah. He's got to go somewhere else, sit behind somebody for a little bit, and maybe get his life together. I think all the off-the-field stuff has to be weighing on him too much.
Who would want to take him, though? I'm dead. You talk about a leper. I mean, there is – I can't – name one team. There is not a team in the world that wants that baggage.
I mean,
and
maybe,
he's not
maybe
performing.
Panthers. Maybe the Panthers, and, you know, they get a first-round pick with it. You never know. It's a really tough situation, and you got to feel for the Browns, especially watching what Baker Mayfield is doing, tearing it up, looking great, team guy. Everyone loves him. The fans love him. His teammates love him. I love the guy. He's an absolute stud. You got to feel for Browns fans all over.
There's no doubt. And Baker, like you said, he has just been flat out amazing. What a crazy game that was on Sunday against the Saints. All right, the Jets, just to go back here real quick. So Devontae comes in. Listen, there's no familiarity. There's no familiarity curve. They don't need it. I mean, these two are lockstep, Rodgers and Adams. I do think Garrett Wilson, Lazard. I mean, this is a great trade if he's all that he can be and he's not a head case. And I don't really think he is.
I don't think so either.
Look at the schedule. At Pittsburgh, at New England, Houston, at Arizona, Indy bye week. I mean, you know, other than the Patriots, they got some tough road to hoe there. Not going to be. I mean, right now, gun to my head, I'm saying the Jets aren't a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm in that boat as well. I think that as bad as the Pats have been, they might get a win, but you never know. I mean, the one thing that the Pats do have going for them is they're pretty locked down on D. Outside of last week, they have great cornerbacks. And yeah, the Jets they got to start stringing some wins together, and they have to start doing it now if they're going to make the playoffs. But, I mean, this trade obviously helps those chances significantly. And I think that these two, Devontae and Aaron Rodgers, are going to get off to things. I wouldn't be surprised if Devontae ends the season for the Jets as their wide receiver one. I just think they have too much chemistry, and it's tough to even put a value on that. Yeah, Garrett Wilson's younger. He might be quicker and everything, but these two guys know each other, and you know he knows where he's going to be. He knows where Rodgers wants to put the ball, and I think that these two are going to really run it up together. I think it's a great trade for the Jets.
Yeah, we'll see. This is obviously a high-profile skill position, pro bowler. Cannot hurt. All right, let's get to Jerry Jones real quick. I mean, you know, he goes on a radio show. Doesn't want to get, you know, and this is why I hate owners who have control over media outlets. The Redskins had the same thing when Snyder owned them. They had whatever, Red Dot Radio or whatever. When you have your own media outlet and your own radio sports radio station, you want to hire a bunch of shills and mouthpieces. So these guys stood up to Jerry Jones today. You know, and he dangles their job out there. Go ahead and watch the clip. What an embarrassment. Bad I mean, look. Listen, it's just a terrible look. I mean, this, you know, come on now. I mean, other than, yeah, go ahead. Let me hear.
Jerry Jones is competing with Sirianni for worst look of the week with this one. You have Sirianni barely sneaking past the most pathetic team in the league in the Cleveland Browns. And then Jerry Jones going on air on radio threatening the guy's job because he's asking a very fair question, which is, how are we going to fix this? Because the Cowboys look terrible. They have not won a home game this season. On his 82nd birthday, I believe it was their worst home loss of all time, their fourth worst loss ever. And it's a valid question. What's going on here and how are we going to fix this? Is it the head coach? Is it the fact that for the entire offseason, you sat around, did nothing, ran it back with the same squad and only became a more expensive team? And when you don't get better and become more expensive, that's not good. And all the questions are very fair, because the Cowboys' issue, I don't even think it is their head coach. I think it is their management. I mean, they had an entire offseason to improve, and they didn't improve at all, and just signed Dak Prescott to make him the most expensive quarterback in the league, which makes no sense to me. And then they signed CeeDee Lamb, who I think is very deserving of that extension. He's a great player. But outside of that, they have absolutely zero run game. Statistically speaking, they in almost every single category defensively, and offensively, they rank almost dead last in the league, if not dead last in some of them. So it's like, you know, the Cowboys aren't making the playoffs, and I'm saying it now. I think the Commanders are a far superior team, regardless of how bad their defense is. The Eagles, you know, they're not exactly the best team in the league by any stretch of imagination, but I think they're significantly farther ahead than the Cowboys as well. And I mean, they barely beat the Giants, man. And you know that it's a bad look. And what Jerry Jones did is just it's pathetic, utterly pathetic.
I agree. Hey, the problem is right there with him. He, you know, right where he butters his toast. He's got three titles. He's owner, president, GM. You know, his son Stephen Jones, the player personnel director. Come on, VP of player personnel, Will McClay. No power. Director of scouting, Mitch Lapointe, Alex Loomis also on the pro side. They do a college and pro scout. Bottom line is, this is Jerry Jones' problem, all right? This is a Jerry Jones deal. He's got three titles, and he's swinging and missing. He can't lose out his owner because he's got a multi-billion dollar net worth with that franchise, and it's only going higher, all right? It's not going south. It's going north. So, look at that kind of money. Covers up a lot of ills. All right, Tyler, you stay right there. We've got baseball to the Bronx tonight. Can the Guardians split and get to Cleveland with some hope? Garrett Cole stands in the way. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All right, we are presented by Geico, geicoinsurance.com, and by our folks at Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs now with every approved loan at Rocket Mortgage. Tyler Levine along the way with Marty Terrell as we roll along here a Tuesday into a Wednesday with Sports Overnight. Don't forget Tyler and Nico Biffsauce Friday. Finally, we get the Premier League back. I want to get into the baseball. Just give me 30 seconds. On the Premier League and the new coach. I want to get that. England's got a new coach, not the Premier League, but their national team. But, man, oh, man, these breaks in the EPL, they drive me nuts. Are we going to see some continuous action here for a while, league play? Let's hear.
Yeah, we got a lot of good action coming up between the Premier League, Champions League, and all the, you know, the top five alike. To touch on Thomas Tuchel being hired as England's new manager, this is a huge move for them, especially because they're hiring someone who isn't English. I believe this might be the first time ever that the English national team has had a non-English head coach. You can fact check me on that one, but this is a huge move for them. They finally are showing, the FA is finally showing some serious action into winning a major trophy. It's been, I think, 50 or 60 years since they won their last major trophy, and they have all the talent in the world to do it. They lost back-to-back consecutive Euros in the final. And Thomas Tuchel is a proven winner. He, generally speaking, has teams that are very good defensively. He's won the Champions League. He won the Champions League with a Chelsea team that probably shouldn't have won the Champions League that season, beating Manchester City in the final with a Kai Havertz goal to win it all. And I think this is a great signing for them, and I think that the fans will be happy. I'm a little upset because I was hoping that after United inevitably gets rid of Erik ten Hag that they would have brought in Tuchel to Manchester United, but this is a great hire for the English national team for sure.
To go American, for this isn't a Bill Belichick hiring, but this is getting a great coach, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's by no means it's up there, though. I mean, he's not a Bill Belichick, but this would be like hiring a McVay. You know, he's got a championship. He's a very good coach. He's done well wherever he's really been. But it's not, you know, it's not the greatest of all time by any means. Pep Guardiola is the Bill Belichick of the soccer world right now.
No question. All right, even a neophyte like me knows that. All right, Yankee lineup announced. No change. I love having Rizzo back. Listen, 5-2 winners. I like it. Rondon was excellent. You know, I saw him at Yankee Stadium a week ago Monday, and he looked sharp against the Royals, and then all of a sudden, you know, Salvador Perez took him downtown, and then he started walking the store. Cleveland, talk about walking the store. But the Yankees are still not hitting. And I'm just thinking one of these nights it has to break through. Judge isn't hitting his weight. Stanton, you know, Giancarlo is inconsistent when he gets, I mean, he just missed another one last night. The bottom of that lineup now gets the Bulls. Rizzo, sometimes when you come back, Verdugo's, you know, I mean, that's a great number nine hitter. Couldn't ask for anything better. And then sending it back to the top of the order. Soto got on track last night. I feel like they're about to break out. Probably not tonight, though, against Bibby. He's pretty darn good. So Garrett Cole, Tanner Bibby tonight. How do you see this one? And is this a must win for Cleveland, or are they okay until they lose a home game? Conventional thinking there. Let me hear.
I'd like to say, I mean, as a Yankee fan, I'd like to say this is a must win for them. You know, if we go up 2-0, it would be devastating to see us not take the series home. To touch on what you were saying, though, I completely agree. You know, yeah, we won 5-2. Let's not forget two of those runs came off wild pitches, which, you know, calling it for what it is, like, that's not going to happen every night. It probably won't happen again in the series. Maybe 1-2 is pretty much unheard of. Judge is doing, I hate to say it, what he always does in the playoffs, which is not hit and strike out a lot. Yes, he had the sac fly last night, which is great. Soto came up huge for us. He's a stud, man. The only guy in the lineup with more than one hit. Stanton, he's doing what Stanton does, which is, you know, he's in there to put the ball over the fence, you know, a couple times a series. He got that done. We get the win, which is ultimately all that matters. Rodon was lights out, 6-inning pitch, only 3 hits, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts, no walks. which is fantastic. And then tonight, I mean, it's the question that us Yankee fans ask every single time he steps on the mound, which is, what version of Gerrit Cole are we going to get tonight? Is it the version that's going to give up a home run in the first inning? Like, I feel like we see almost every single time he goes out there. Or is it the version of him that we traded for and paid this massive, massive amount of money for, which is the absolute lights-out stud who steps into these moments, is not phased, and knocks it out of the park? You know, no pun intended. So, you know, the Yankees need to win this game. You know, we got our ace on the mound. We're at home. We got to find a way to make it happen. You know, you couldn't have really asked for it. Jeter and A-Rod were talking about it on the ESPN broadcast. There's no easy path to the World Series, but if the Yankees had to pick their path, this is probably the easiest one that they've had in the last 20 years with how well they've done against this division throughout the season.
I agree. By the way, you can continue. Go ahead. I mean, cut you off.
No, it's okay. I was just going to finish up with, because who's coming up next is the Mets, who have been unbelievably hot, and the Dodgers, who, quite frankly, are just probably on paper the best team in the league, without a doubt, without a question. So I feel like you got to kind of get the kinks out now, and really go into the World Series with momentum, because you cannot come in with the bats how they've been. It's just not feasible. It's not doable. You're asking to get let down.
Tyler, and I'm glad you brought up the Mets. I'll say one more thing about Gerrit Cole. He's around the plate. He can be overpowering. You watch, though. I don't care who it is. The second and third time through the lineup is when they get him. They yep. get him. I mean, I want to see him. I want to see him out of the first 18 outs. Give me nine outs, you know, and not give up a dinger, you know, don't give up a couple runs and maybe some shaky fielding. We'll see. Cause Cole, I tell you, he's had mistakes and errors made behind him and he gets rattled. And I still think this guy is a great pitcher, but I think he's basically always pitching hurt.
Worried about in the Cleveland lineup tonight is Ramirez. He's hit .353 career against Cole. Two home runs. He has seven RBIs. So that's who I'm most worried about. The rest of the lineup, they got a bunch of guys who have never faced him before, which I think will favor Cole. Naylor has hit .240 off of him, which isn't bad, but it's not great, obviously. He's hit a couple home runs off of him, though, which is really the threat, especially in this ballpark. With the short porch, you know, you have to eliminate the home runs in this game if we're going to win ultimately. And you got to start, like, the frustrating thing about the Yankees, especially in the playoffs over the last couple seasons, is it seems like it's either home run or strikeout, and that's really it. So we got to just find a way to just hit some singles and string a couple together. And if you hit the big one, that's great. But, like, I'd love to see a couple doubles, some singles, and really, you know, scoring runs the old-fashioned way. Enough of this swinging for the fences stuff. Let's play small ball and win a game here.
I don't know what the Mets were thinking Sunday night, putting Senga out there. He's only pitched seven innings. How can you put a guy like that in game one of the National League Championship Series? I mean, come on. And granted, they bounce back 7-3. They split, so they take away the home field advantage. I think the Mets right now are a very live underdog. But man, oh man, Mendoza. I mean, Steve Cohen, the owner, overrule him. Do not pitch Senga again. I mean, go. You know what? What would be wrong with going like reverse? You know, get five or six guys out there. Although Otavio didn't make the postseason roster, but I would have pitched bullpen style. You know how they're doing that now in baseball. Instead of putting Senga out there, who could not find home plate, he was horrible. And the only thing worse was the kid from Cleveland last night, Castillo, I think his name was. Horrible. I mean, what gives?
I don't understand throwing someone like that into an environment. You know, it's game one in LA. They have Otani. They have a very threatening lineup. You would think that, I mean, calling it for what it is, I think most people expected the Dodgers to take game one no matter what. But, like, why not try and mix things up and throw something different at them versus throwing a guy? I mean, 9-0 is not a great way to start the series. And thankfully for the Mets fans, they bounce back on a big way on Monday. But same thing, like, you can't expect to hit a grand slam every game. So it's, you know, I mean, they've been doing it pretty frequently recently, but, you know, it's good for that they won the game. They got Severino coming up, you know, the old Yank at home on Wednesday going up against Walker Buehler. So we'll see how that turns out. What I'm rooting for a Subway Series, though. I'm telling you.
I'm feeling like it's probable, but I got to see the Mets. I got to see the Mets take advantage of this 1-1 split out in L.A., and they need to go back to L.A. 3-1 is what they need to do.
I don't see them getting out of the series.
Right, and the Yankees, I think if they win tonight, even though it's two home games, look, the Indians were lucky to survive Detroit. I just think they're playing on borrowed time. They look like a rabbit, you know, that leader of the race, and they had a great regular season. They hit a really bad stretch, and I just think they look tired. They don't look sharp. Even Clase out of the pen does not look razor sharp. I think the Guardians might get knocked out in five. I really do. Give me a quick hit.
I could see that as well. I think that if the Guardians are going to even have a chance of winning this series, they have to win tonight. They have to take away the home field advantage because their pitching staff hasn't been sharp. And you can't not be sharp against this lineup. Although the Yankees haven't exactly hit well, they're still, I mean, in terms of home run threats, they potentially, outside of the Dodgers, have the most threatening lineup in the league. And if you're not sharp and you leave one up in the zone, it's going to be hit out. And, you know, you can't really come back if you're giving up home runs left and right.
Good job, Tyler. Don't forget Friday night. Yes, sir. In the afternoon, and it goes, and we hear it over the weekend too. It's First Touch. They do a great job. He and Nico Beefsauce wrapping up the week in soccer. And I mean, they cover it all. It's great. Good job, Tyler. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Thank you, Marty. Talk tomorrow.
You get back to us. All right. We roll along here, presented by GEICO and GEICO Insurance. Got an author coming up. We'll tell you about it. The Life and Legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. As far as big men go, where does he fit all time? Those great Rocket teams. Tremendous, tremendous player. Dominant player. Gave the Celtics fits. We'll do that coming out of the break here as we roll along Tuesday into Wednesday on Sports Overnight. America on Byline. Coming back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Responsible.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
What's up, everyone? My name is DJ from Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and just want to make your bank account great again, here's what I need you to do right now. Go follow my Instagram page, at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, that's at Limitless Sports Picks. And make sure you click the link in the bio and get signed up today. We've been on an absolute tear for our clients, winning them a ton of money. And I want to make your bank account great again today. Do that and follow us on the podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Marty Terrell on Sports Byline on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio. We are heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Miran Fader has an outstanding book out. It arrived today. Now, her publisher sent it ahead of time, but I was on the road and I got home, and sure enough, there it was. I love it. Dream, the life and legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. And to help us break it down and talk about it, is the author, Miran Fader. Miran, thank you for coming on across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, I'm thumbing through it. I never lie to the authors when you get a book this late, but I'm a basketball junkie, grew up in New England, longtime Celtics. I remember this Hakeem destroying the Celtics in many of occasions, not always collectively as a team, although they did, but he just terrorized the NBA. And I see some great quotes from a colleague of mine, Cedric Maxwell, which I'll get to. Tell me about the timing of this book. What made you write it?
Yeah, you know, the NBA has changed so much demographically. International superstars dominate, specifically African superstars dominate. And I really wanted to almost write the prequel to my first book on Giannis Antetokounmpo to really show readers, you know, who was the pioneer, who was the first true international superstar to play. And he has shaped our game in so many ways. So I thought it was time for this book.
And by the way, the reviews on your New York Times bestselling author of Giannis, your book, outstanding. Have not read it and plan to. You know, there's one part of this book that I thumbed through today that caught my eye, and that is the part where, and I didn't realize this, but I guess they do, is NBA refs, the real good ones, they spend some time in the film, in the film room. They watch film, and we all remember this guy. I mean, we had the Mendy Rudolphs, we had the Jake O'Donnells. But Ed T. Rush, along with Joey Crawford, two, I think, very, very good officials, Rush said he went into the film room and he had to go back and actually see if he was, what he was seeing, right, that Olajuwon wasn't traveling. Can you get into that? Because I found that to be very, very interesting that an official would take that much time to say, I got to go look at this and see if we're getting this right, and a few other right. things along the way. Let me hear.
Yeah, no, that was one of the most interesting aspects for me to report on, because he was so nimble and he had such agility and he moved so quickly. When he would do his dream shake, it would happen so fast that at first refs were like, is he traveling? You know, you weren't sure if something so innovative could be legal. And it was so different from what any of these refs had seen, because at the time, centers, which ruled the game, were big and bulky and slow. There was no art. There was no creativity to it. And so when they see Olajuwon moving so quickly, they're not even sure if he's breaking the rules. And so they all studied him. They took extra time in the film room to literally zoom in on his feet and to see, okay, is he holding his pivot foot? What's going on here? And I love that. And it really honestly made them better refs, they told me, because they had to study the competition more.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. You look at teammates. I mean, Kenny the Jet Smith, we all know he's part of one of the best studio shows ever, along with Shaq, Barkley, and Ernie Johnson on TNT. And Jet played with him and said, look, man, this guy was indefensible. He was that good. Can we say that about Hakeem Olajuwon? Can we actually put him into the almost unheard of category, Miran, of indefensible? Tell me about that.
Absolutely. I mean, he destroyed the best of them. He made the best centers in the game, whether it's Ewing, Robinson, Shaq. He just made them all look silly. And they tried their best. They're amazing defenders. I mean, David Robinson, excellent shot blocker, just could not handle Dream. And he did some of these feats, dropping 40 40 points, 15 rebounds while fasting during Ramadan, another one of Olajuwon's fantastic stories. But he was unguardable because there was a counter for every counter. So if you stopped him baseline, he'd spin middle. If you stopped middle, he'd fade away. There was just so many different ways that he could break you down. And it's funny, when they won that first title in 94, Mario Elie, one of his teammates, told me, he's like, Dream was doing moves that I had never seen before. So even his teammates were in awe, like, wow, this guy, nobody can stop him.
Marin Fader, the author of Dream, The Life and Legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. College-wise, you know, we think of Faislama Jama, but I don't know. Do we think of Hakeem the Dream more from, well, obviously from an NBA standpoint, but his college accomplishments, was it more about the team than the individual dominance that he showed in the NBA?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in college, he wasn't yet the refined, you know, offensive player that we would see. He was a great defensive player, shot blocker, rebounder, but he was on such an excellent team that ran the floor, that dunked on everyone. He was a big part of that success, but, you know, there were other stars on that team as well. I think it's only when he comes to the pros do you see the defense and the offense coming together, where it was like on both ends of the floor, he competed harder than anyone.
Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon. What did he overcome? He is the first, let me just look at this. Obviously, his Muslim faith. He won the MVP. He first international player to be so anointed, the most valuable player. What did he overcome in terms of his upbringing, his early life, before he made international basketball fame?
Well, when he was coming up, basketball was not even really the main sport in Nigeria, and so sort of an afterthought. Basketball had really only started until the early 1960s in Nigeria. So football, what we call soccer, plus handball were his sports. And so sports also were something that his parents thought was a waste of time. So it wasn't like it is now, where kids coming up dream of, you know, going to play basketball at a university and then going to the NBA. His goal was purely to get an education, go abroad to study in college somewhere and come back with, you know, a degree and a great job. But, you know, for him to come from Nigeria as really the first true African superstar, he dealt with a lot of racism when he came to the University of Houston. A lot of people were very ignorant about his upbringing. They didn't realize he spoke English, because English is the national language in Nigeria. He was othered in many other ways as he got older and reclaimed his Islamic faith. There was definitely comments of, you know, he is not, quote, marketable because his name is, quote, too hard to pronounce. So, you know, I think his story has been very Disneyfied, if we can say. It's a fantasy. It's called Dream, but there were other elements throughout his entire career of really difficult moments where people did not understand him and the culture that he came from.
Marin Fader, again, New York Times bestselling author, Dream, The Life and Legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. It's really, really, I'm thumbing through it. You know, the research, the amount of interviews that you did to pull this this book together, and I don't mind saying it's nearly 400 pages, which is great. I would like, if you could, and I'm being really selfish and self-absorbed here, I want to focus on that 86. No, I'm serious. That 86 Celtics-Rockets finals. I mean, let's be honest. That was a rollicking season for the recently, you know, having passed away, Bill Walton. I mean, role players, Scott Wedman, DJ Ainge. We can go on and on and on. That 86, 40-1 at home. I think the only team they lost to was Portland. And yet they found themselves up against the Rockets. A great final. And I like in the book where you point out, he walked up to Paris and said, "Hey, what's up, Chief?" I mean, I just love that part of the book, because you could see that, and I could see Paris looking at them like, "You got to be kidding me." But that was a tremendous, tremendous series. And there was absolutely zero, there was respect, but there was no love lost between the Celtics and Rockets. Take us back to 1986, if you could. Excellent finals.
Oh, my God. That series, first of all, I will say it, greatest Celtics team of all time. I feel comfortable saying that. Robert Parrish and Bill Walton, some of the best interviews, Danny Ainge. I mean, I just love talking with all of them about that era. Parrish said, "Hakeem Olajuwon is the only person that I would ever pay to see play a game." to have Chief say that all these years later is the ultimate amount of respect. And what they respected about Hakeem was that he was young and he wasn't afraid. There's a lot of young players that come into, you know, the arena and they don't know yet the Celtics lore. They don't know about the dead spots and the various tricks played. And Olajuwon is like, okay, and it's a basketball game. So he just treated them like they were anybody else. And, you know, Bill Walton, he was like, Olajuwon gave me the hardest elbow I've ever received. And so they are both physical. They're competing. As Jack McCallum, the legendary sports writer who was covering that series, he said Olajuwon was the only person on the Rockets that wasn't scared. So I absolutely loved researching that because, you know, he was like, look, I know you're the Celtics. I know you wanted to play the Lakers, but Houston is building something special. And even though they didn't end up the dynasty, people thought it was such a big deal to have them face off against the Celtics. It was almost like the, you know, the past and the future sort of colliding. You've got Parrish, but then you've got this new school in Olajuwon. He's like, yep, I'm here.
Well, here's the other thing, Miren, is the Celtics got up 3-1 in that series. They stole a game at the Summit in Houston. What's interesting, game five, you get the fight between Jerry Schiesting and Ralph Sampson, and that kind of fit the Danny Ainge, Tree Rollins fight where he bit Ainge's finger. But what's really interesting is this series, I mean, it was a bloodbath. Bird said, we got back to Boston, and Bird said, I was so amped up, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. He was so amped up. I mean, phenomenal. Even though it was just a six-game series, the intensity of this series was off the charts. Let's finish up on that.
Oh yeah, and the crowd, I mean, they hated Sampson. I mean, he was made fun of mercilessly. I mean, the Celtics were just like, no, you're not coming into our place and doing that. Danny Ainge was a great interview. He was just like, the focus that our team had, it was on another level. It didn't matter. We were winning that series. So, you know, I just think, although it was an iconic moment for Olajuwon to step out into the playoff stage like that, really, that Celtics team, I've just never seen anything like it.
He liked to buy cars. He enjoyed his fame. Why did he finish in Toronto? Was that a case of, you know, hanging on too long? Why Toronto? Seriously.
You know, it really looks weird in purple, doesn't it? I feel like it's just like an error that should have never happened. Right. Honestly, his body was in decline, and a lot of people to this day in the Rockets organization still don't like the way that that went down. According to some people, should have never happened. But really, like, Dream was getting older, and it's unfortunate. You know, one of his teammates put it, you know, the Dream Shake wasn't shaking people like they used to. But what I will say is, even though the Raptors definitely underperformed, and that was a really rough season for him injury-wise, production-wise, that was actually right after 9/11. And to research the way Olajuwon showed up tremendously for the Muslim community in Ontario and abroad was fascinating. I mean, he did so much work behind the scenes to be such a pillar of that community during such an awful time period.
Miren, you work for a guy I used to work with up in Boston, Bill Simmons. You're at the Ringer. Congratulations. seriously, you did a heck of a job on this book. I'm serious.
I came
home today and I opened the bag or the mail and I said, wow, there it is. And you were scheduled today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And let's keep tabs and get you on again. And congratulations on the Giannis book as well. You've got a nice role going. You need a guard now. You got to write about a guard.
Right? I'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Miren Fader from The Ringer, and her book is a three-ringer. Really, really good. Dream, the life and legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. Overcame a lot. And I remember some of the Celtics guys saying, including Maxwell. Cedric Maxwell's always said, nah. You could tell us about Moses Malone. You could tell us about Kareem and Magic. But there was one guy that was virtually unstoppable. It was Hakeem. All right, we're coming back with some closing thoughts. Screaming and screaming in the world of sports. Baseball tonight. Cleveland and the Yanks in the Bronx. We're coming back.
How would would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, down the home stretch we go here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Yeah, it's baseball tonight, folks. Tuesday night into Wednesday, we'll be talking Yankees, Guardians. I don't know, Gerrit Cole. I mean, again, let me see him going through that Cleveland lineup the second time. Tyler Levine was right. I mean, Ramirez, not intimidated at all. By Gerrit Cole. But if he's on, listen, this is a dominant pitcher. Bibby's not terrible. So, you know, Tanner comes out there with a good effort. He's got a low ERA. I want to say he pitched in that game five against Detroit opposite of Scooble. That was Matthew Boyd. My bad. I think it was game four then. Anyways, he's excellent. Excellent pitcher. We shall see. The Cleveland Indians last night could not get on track offensively. And when your bullpen implodes the way it does, I mean, Cobb looked like he had a really good effort going, and then it was the back, and now he is gone for the year. And he is done. He is done. And Cobb looked like he was, I think, settling in for, you know, a game where we might go 1-1 into the late innings. That's the way it was shaping up. And then they go to the bullpen, and the lefty is just throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, wild pitches, pass balls, whatever you want to call it, wild pitches. And, they came unglued. And that was it. So you could not give Rodon the lead that they gave him last night. He was just on. And he wasn't horrible a week ago, 8 days ago, at home against the Royals until Salvador Perez took him deep and then he started to press. But last night, he looked outstanding. So we'll see. So we get Cleveland and the Yankees tonight. Baseball tomorrow as the series switches to Queens. Citi Field between the Mets and the Dodgers squared up at 1-1. So college football tonight, if you're looking for the football action, great job out of Dominic Jimenez, Tyler Levine, and Miran Fader. Good job out of him. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and overnight on Sports Overnight America. Adios.